This is Anna Carmo with UN News. Until we tackle the issues presently driving 258 million people to leave their home countries, the world's refugee crisis will not stop, said the president of the UN General Assembly, Maria Fernanda Espinosa, on Monday. No one in their right mind wants to flee their home, she said, adding that climate change, economic challenges and discrimination are pushing people to seek refuge. Following the General Assembly's affirmation of the Global Compact for Refugees on Monday and the adoption of the Global Compact for Migration last week, Ms. Espinosa explained how the compacts are mutually reinforcing for the people they serve. Speaking to UN News' Natalie Hutchison, she said the freshly adopted compacts provide a platform for burden sharing between countries hosting and delivering services to refugees and migrants.
I think that Marrakesh was a great achievement for multilateralism, for the United Nations, but for the rights of people on the move. 258 million migrants around the world and a roadmap that would foster collaboration, cooperation, exchange of good practices among countries of origin, of transit and destination. So I think it was a big achievement, and now we have the challenge to implement the Global Compact. It is a non-legally binding framework, but is going to encourage to deliver better on the rights of migrants around the world. The history of humanity is about the history of migration.
And what can the UN do now? What more can the UN do now to help countries with implementation of the compact?
Well, first of all, I think it's very important to recall that the implementation of the compact is going to rely very much on the decisions taken by member states. Member states, and hopefully with the full participation of civil societies, of organizations of migrants themselves around the world, and the United Nations has put together the UN Network on Migration that is coordinated by IOM, the International Organization on Migration, with the participation of more than 20 UN agencies and programs, and they are going to support and transit together with member states for implementation, with all their installed capacities, with the knowledge and experience of UN agencies. And they're going to have, as a cross-cutting component of their work, the delivery and implementation of the Compact on Migration. So Marrakesh, big achievement of multilateralism of the United Nations, but above all, a big achievement that will service and support the hundreds of millions of migrants around the world.
And of course, not all states decided to adopt the pact. And there have been demonstrations, like in Brussels, for example, over the weekend, in protest of the compact. So what would you say to skeptics?
Well, the compact was adopted during the conference by consensus, and that is a great, really hope, but also a commitment to deliver on the compact and to the people, citizens, even governments that are not ready yet to join the compact. I would send a strong message. We need to read the content of the compact. It's 23 policy recommendations for countries to improve the way they address the issue of migration. Migration is not going to stop. It's part of the history of humanity. And I think that the compact provides this very useful framework, this platform, roadmap for countries to collaborate, to cooperate, to improve the way they address and look at international migration. International migration is by nature a transboundary issue. So I think that we have this policy framework with a compact, and it is, the decision of each country to see what is useful from the compact, what they can apply, looking at their national legal frameworks, their constitutional frameworks, but is going to foster cooperation. I think this is the beauty of the compact. And to the ones that are not yet prepared, my suggestion would be read the compact and look at the usefulness and the practical responses of these 23 policy recommendations under the compact.
And turning to the refugee compact, which was affirmed this morning by the General Assembly, what will be the specific benefits from this refugee compact?
Well, I think that today it's a historical day for the United Nations, for the General Assembly. This morning we voted upon the Global Compact on Refugees, and it was adopted with an overwhelming voting in favor of the compact. This is also a framework, a non-legally binding framework that emerged after the 2016 New York Declaration on Migration and Refugees. It was extensively consulted with member states, and it provides a framework to improve the access of migrants to their fundamental rights. Access to education, access to health care, and it's improving also the protection means for these people that are forced to leave their home countries because of very critical situations, either because they are persecuted or because they are fleeing from war, from extreme conflict, from different sorts of discrimination. So these people are risking their lives. That's why they are forced to go to another country. And there are so many countries around the world that have open arms for the refugees. So the compact, what it does is it creates a platform, a framework, also for burden sharing for the host countries, the countries, the recipient countries of refugees. We have to say that more than 70% of the countries that receive refugees are middle-income and sometimes low-income countries that really have to deliver and to invest and to support these peoples that, again, once again, they are risking their lives. So the compact allows for greater collaboration, greater burden sharing, and increased protection and rights to the refugees, the 24 million refugees around the world. So today, 17th of December, it's a day to celebrate multilateralism, to celebrate the United Nations and the General Assembly, because we are delivering for the poorest and for the most vulnerable parts of society.
Of course, and how can the UN ensure that the differences between the compacts are understood by the general public, as well as guarantee that both migrants and refugees are getting the assistance they need?
Well, I think that the history of humanity is the history of migration. And there are different reasons why people migrate. But I have to say that no one in its right mind is ready to leave their home countries, their families, their culture, just because they want to. Usually you migrate to another country because you have a reason to do that. So, and we have 258 million migrants around the world for different reasons. So we need a framework to boost collaboration, to have, you know, shared principle to address international migration for these 258 million people, and that are increasing every day because migration is not going to stop, unfortunately, until we address the root causes of migration. You know, if we combat poverty, inequality, discrimination, climate change, then people would not need to just migrate. They would stay at home safely and with a prosperous future. I mean, no need to migrate. And on the refugee side, refugees are persons that are risking their lives. They are forced to leave their countries of origin, their home countries, because they have to escape from war, from deep and profound conflict, or because for a reason or another they're discriminated, they flee violence. In these people, they really need protection and the generosity of the countries, of the recipient countries. And this is happening, unfortunately, and refugees will not stop until we address the root causes of, you know, refuge in general, or seek to be protected. I would say that refugees is a small part, mm-hmm. but a very important part of people that have their lives threatened. And migration is a broader category of 258 million people that have to leave their home countries because of different reasons, because of climate change, because of economic stress in their home countries, and they don't see a promising future for them and for their families. So there are different reasons. Both compacts, you know, I think would be are mutually reinforcing. The compact on refugees addresses specifically the High Commissioner, the Office of the High Commissioner on Refugees, to support countries, recipient countries, and for burden sharing on the countries that receive refugees. The Compact on Migration is larger, encourages international cooperation to address international migration.